Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur, His Life and Teachings. Introduction to the first Hindi edition. Today it brings me unlimited joy that by the inspiration and causeless compassion of my most worshipful master, Nitalila Pravesh Om Vishnupara Stotashad, Shishimad Bhakti Pragyan Kesha Gosai Maharaj, we are presenting to the faithful readers an account of the life and teachings of Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur in Hindi, India's national language. We are doing this solely for the pleasure of Sri Gurupad Padma. Srila Haridas Thakur is one of the dear associates of Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is endowed with the most radiant and elevated mellow of amorous love that was never previously given, who is the original inaugurator of the congregational chanting of Sri Krishna's holy name, and who shines brilliantly with the mood and luster of Sri Radha. The purpose of publishing this book. The modes of Braj cannot be attained through regulative devotion, vidhi bhakti. Moreover, as long as a person has even the slightest desire to please his senses, he remains unqualified for the path of spontaneous attraction, means rag marg. What then is the duty of a spiritual practitioner, sadhaka, who may have developed a greed to obtain the moods of Braj due to the good fortune resulting from associating with pure devotees, but is unable to cultivate spontaneous devotion, being gripped by vice? In order to attain qualification for rag marg, he should carefully cultivate the foremost means. This foremost means is the chanting of the holy names of the Lord, Sri Nam Sankirtan, the supreme limb of devotion, as exemplified by Namacharya Haridas Thakur, who is the embodiment of following the teaching of Sriman Mahaprabhu. Trinadapi suni chena, tarorapi sahashuna, amanina manadena, kirtanye sadahari. Shri Shiksha Ashtakam, verse 3. Only he who feels lower than a blade of grass, who is more tolerant than a tree, and who expects no honor for himself, but is able to give due respect to others, is qualified to perpetually chant the holy names of Sri Hari. There is, however, one thing we must always remember. It is impossible to carefully cultivate Sri Nam Sankirtan without the guidance of pure devotees. Sri Nam Prabhu personally grants the qualification to perform Rag Bhajan, means spontaneous devotion, to those who, under the guidance of pure devotees, chant the holy names without offense. Sri Gaur Sundar is supremely compassionate, and he bestows the wealth of devotion to himself in the form of Braj Prem. His devotees are dearer to him than his very life. Our sole duty is to attentively and continuously study the supremely sweet life and conduct of devotees who are enriched with the highest limit of loving service. Without thoroughly studying the lives of such devotees of the Supreme Lord, means Bhagavad Bhaktas, we can never understand service to the Supreme Lord, Bhagavad Bhajan. As a result of studying the lives of devotees, sincere affection is aroused for them. By this, we shall become recipients of the affection of the Supreme Lord, Shri Bhagwan, who is affectionate to his devotees, Bhakta Vatsal. For this reason, the scriptures state that the mercy of the Lord follows the mercy of his devotee. Bhagwan has personally said that service to his devotees is greater than service to himself. He pays no notice to the honor or ostentatious worship of him, Shri Govinda, shown by those who neglect the worship of his devotees. Rather, he fully rejects the worship of such persons, considering it to be full of pride. It is impossible to worship Bhagwan in any way without the guidance of the devotees. The scriptures therefore state that one must firstly worship the lotus feet of Sri Guru, who is most dear to Sri Mukunda. On the pretext of instructing his dear devotee Uddhava, Bhagwan Sri Krishna said, O Uddhav, know the Acharya to be my very self. Never disobey or disrespect him, considering him to be an ordinary mortal, for Sri Gurudev is the embodiment of all demigods. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Srila Sanatan Goswami personally declared Srila Haridas Thakur to be the authority on the holy name, and they instructed the inhabitants of this world to follow in his footsteps. Repeatedly discussing Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur's wholehearted, non-duplicitous service to Sri Nam melts our heart, which is as hard as thunderbolts, and awakens in it true repentance for our undevout, meaningless toil. At such a time, we will become anxious to receive the mercy of pure devotees. The devotees of the Lord are pained to see the suffering of others, para dukhe dukhi. They are endowed with an astonishing quality to forgive, and their character, being devoid of malevolence, hatred, envy, and so on, is supremely pure. As a result of studying and relishing the supremely munificent and ambrosial conduct of Sri Gaur Hari's devotees, whose heart is one with his, we too can imbibe their idle character and become free of such faults as narrow-mindedness, malevolence, hatred, and envy. In this way, we can gain entrance into the realm of pure devotion for the Lord. Bhaktakhyane shunile krishneti bhakti hai. Sri Chaitanya Bhagavat Madhya Khand 10.104. Hearing the life account of devotees arouses devotion for Bhagwan Sri Krishna. About this book, we can understand from Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami's description of Srila Haridas Thakur in Sri Chaitanya Chaitamrita Anta Leela 3.91-157. Sri Haridas Thakur abandoned his home in Budan and went to Benapol. From Benapol, he went to Chandrapur, which is near Saptagram, and from Chandrapur he went to Shantipur. Srila Vrindavandas Thakur's Sri Chaitanya Bhagavat, however, makes no mention of Srila Haridas Thakur's going to Benapol and Chandrapur. He wrote that Srila Haridas Thakur left Budan and stayed in Phulia, which is situated on the bank of Ganga and Shantipur. Therefore, on the basis of the accounts given in these two authoritative scriptures, there is no explicit statement on the sequence of his pastimes. Still, we have made every possible effort to compile most of the accounts in this book according to the sequence described in the two aforementioned scriptures and on the basis of three commentaries. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur's Amrit Pravah Bhashe and Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Prabhupada's Anubhashe and Gaudiya Bhashe. The conceptions of Srila Prabhupada have been included throughout this entire book, and his name is mentioned often. I have full faith that the society of devotees, especially the Gaudiya Bhaktas, will receive this book in a most cordial way. May the spiritually inclined readers, by their own goodness, accept the essence of this book. Forgive us for any typographical errors they may notice. We humbly request they oblige us by correcting such errors. My only prayer is that the study and recitation of the contents of this book may assist faithful persons who desire to attain the highest truth on their journey toward the supreme goal. Alam iti vistarena. Everything that needed to be said has now been expressed. Praying for the particle of the mercy of Sri Guru and the Vaishnavas, Sri Bhakti Vedanta Narayan, Sri Nityanand Tirodashi, February 7, 2009, 522 Sri Chaitanabd. Prologue. In each yuga, there is a different process to attain the Supreme Lord. In every yuga, there is a different process to attain Bhagwan. In Satya Yuga, the prescribed process is meditation or dhyana. In Treta Yuga, it is through performing extensive sacrifices or yajñas. And in Dwapar Yuga, the means is deity worship or archan. However, for the following reasons, all these processes are unfruitful in the present age of Kali. 1. In Satya Yuga, one's life expectancy was 100,000 years, and people attained perfection by performing meditation or penances for thousands of years. In Kali Yuga, however, life expectancy is about 100 years, and that too is accompanied by illness. Therefore, attaining Bhagwan through meditation is not possible in this age of Kali. In Treta Yuga, people achieve perfection by performing various types of sacrifices, such as Ashwamedha means horse sacrifice, Agni Homa means fire sacrifice, and Gau Medha means cow sacrifice. In those times, Brahmanas means the priestly class possessed high moral conduct and had perfected the recitation of mantras. The demigods they invited during the sacrifice would personally appear before them. In this Kali Yuga, however, such Brahmins do not exist. The Brahmins of this age have totally deviated from behavior befitting their order. They are thus Brahmins in name only, and the performance of sacrifice does not bring about auspiciousness for anyone. 3. In Dwapar Yuga, people attained perfection by installing deities in the grand temples they had built and elaborately worshipping that deity form of the Lord. In the age of Kali, however, the mind is so restless that it is impossible to attain perfection through this means also. How to attain the Supreme Lord in the age of Kali? Due to a short life expectancy, an absence of qualified Brahmins, and restlessness of the mind, living entities of this age cannot attain perfection by meditation, by sacrifices, or by elaborate deity worship. Their condition is thus very pitiable. The Lord's heart melts out of concern for the living entities' pitiful condition in Kali Yuga. To bestow His mercy on them, He personally descended into this world in the form of His holy name, in which He invested all His potencies. In order to bestow a special opportunity upon the conditioned souls of Kali Yuga, who are predominated by meager intelligence, misfortune, and laziness, the supremely merciful Lord did not establish any rules or restrictions in the chanting of His name. It can be chanted at any time, at any place, or any circumstance, regardless of whether one is pure or impure. The scriptures provide evidence of this. A number of examples are given below. Shri Krishna descend in the form of His name in Kali Yuga. Kali Kale Nam Rup Krishna Vatar Nam Haite Hai Sarva Jagat Nistar Nam Vina Kali Kale Nahi Ara Dharma Sarva Mantra Sara Nam Ei Shastra Marma Shri Chaitanya Chaitamrit Adi Leela 17.22 7.74. In the age of Kali, Shri Krishna has descended in the form of holy name. Simply, chanting the name of Krishna delivers the entire universe. Other than chanting the holy name, all religious practices means dharmas are futile in Kali Yuga. Chanting the holy name, Hari Nam is the sole essence of all mantras. This is the confidential purport of all scriptures. Shri Nam Sankirtan destroys all the sinful contamination of Kali. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Iti Shodashaka Namnam, Kali Kalmash Nashanam, Nata Paratopaya, Sarva Vedeshu Drishet. Kali Santran Upanishad 5.6. The 16-word Mahamantra, which begins with the words Hare Krishna, destroys the sinful contamination of the age of Kali. After searching through the entirety of the Vedas, one will not find any better method to accomplish this. The worthlessness of other practices in Kali Yuga. Hare nam eva nam eva nam eva mam jivanam kalo nasteva eva nasteva eva nasteva eva gatir anyatha Brihad Naradya Puran. Meditation, dhyan, is the predominant process for perfection in Satyuga. Sacrifice, yajna in Treta Yuga, and deity worship, archan in Dwapar Yuga. But in Kali Yuga, Harinam is my only life, Harinam is my only life, Harinam is my only life. In Kali Yuga, other than Shri Harinam, there is no other way, there is no other way, there is no other way for the living entities. The ineffectiveness of any other practice, sadhan in Kali Yuga, has been stressed by repeating the statement 3 times. The sin of Kali does not touch one who chants the holy name. Hare Keshav Govinda, Vasudev Jaganmaya, Itrayanti Ye Nityam, Nahi Tan Badyate Kali. Brihad Narada Puran. The influence of Kali cannot cause any impediment to those who constantly chant, O Hare, O Govinda, O Keshav, O Vasudev, O Jaganmaya. All Bhagwan's energies are included in the holy name. Dan Vrata Tapas Tirtha Sheta Aradhanans Chayastitaha Shaktyo Deva Mahatmanam Sarva Papa Haraha Shubha Raja Suya Ashwamedhanam Jnana Sadhe Atma Vastunaha Akshara Harinam Sarvaha Sthapita Suveshu Namasu. Skanda Puran. Whatever potency to nullify sins or bestow auspiciousness found in charity, vows, austerities, pilgrimage, the Rasuyanand Ashwamegh Yajnas, knowledge of transcendental objects, and so forth, has been invested by Shri Krishna in His holy names, that is, the primary names. Nam Sankirtan can be performed under all circumstances. Na desha niyamas tasmin, na kala niyamas tatha, na uchish adyo nishedo asti, Shri Hare Namani Lubdhaka. Vishnu Dharmutra. O you who are greedy for the holy name, there is no rule or consideration of time or place in regard to chanting Bhagwan's holy name. One can perform Harinam Kirtan in any condition, whether clean or contaminated, such as one's mouth being unwashed after eating. Nam Sankirtan awards perfection to all other limbs of bhajan. Mantrantras tantrantras chidram desh kalaraha vastutaha sarvam karoti nischidram anusankirtanam tava. Srimad Bhagavatam 8.23.16. Shri Shukracharya said, there may be discrepancies in chanting mantras, pronouncing them improperly, etc., and tantras, error caused by reversing the sequence, and there may be discrepancies in regard to time, place, person, and paraphernalia in activities like giving in charity. But by simply engaging in Nam Sankirtan, all such activities become faultless and complete. Kali Yuga's greatest quality. Kalir Dosho Nidhi Rajan Asti Hi Eko Mahaguna Kirtanad Eva Krishnasya Mukta Sangha Param Vrajet. Srimad Bhagavatam 12.3.51. O King, although Kali Yuga is an ocean of all faults, it has one eminent quality. By performing Shri Krishna Kirtan, the living entity becomes free from the bondage of the deluding potency Maya and achieves Shri Krishna, the Supreme Absolute Truth. Kalim Sabajayanti Arya Gunagya Sar Bhagina Yatra Sankirtana Eva सर्वस्वार्थो अभिलभ्येते। श्रीमद् भागवतम 11.5.36। इन कलि युग सिंपली चैंटिंग द नेम्स ऑफ द लॉर्ड फुलफिल्स ऑल डिजायर्स। दोज एग्जॉल्टेड पर्सन्स हु आर केपेबल ऑफ एक्सट्रैक्टिंग द एसेंस ऑफ एवरीथिंग एंड हु नो द ग्रेट क्वालिटीज ऑफ कलि युग कॉल दिस एज धन्य कलि, द ब्लेस्ड एज ऑफ कलि। द सुप्रीमेसी ऑफ हरि नाम इन कलि युग। ध्यान कृते यजन यज्ञेस तेतयाम द्वापर अर्चयन, यद आपनोति तद आपनोति कलो संकीर्त्य केशवम। पद्म पुराण उत्तरखंड 72.25। व्हाटएवर इज अचीव्ड इन सतयुग बाय मेडिटेशन, इन त्रेतयुग बाय द परफॉर्मेंस ऑफ यज्ञ एंड इन द्वापर युग बाय डेटी वर्शिप इज ऑब्टेन इन कलि युग सिंपली बाय हरिनाम कीर्तन। कृते यध्यातो विष्णु त्रेतयाम यजतो मखया, द्वापरे परिचर्जयाम कलो तद हरित कीर्तनाद। श्रीमद् भागवतम 12.3.52। व्हाटएवर वॉज ऑब्टेन इन सतयुग बाय मेडिटेटिंग ऑन श्री विष्णु, इन त्रेतयुग बाय परफॉर्मिंग सेक्रीफाइसेस एंड इन द्वापर युग बाय एलैबोरेट डेटी वर्शिप कैन बी ऑब्टेन इन कलि युग सिंपली बाय परफॉर्मिंग हरि कीर्तन। द लिविंग एंटिटीज ऑफ कलि युग डिसरिस्पेक्ट ऑल ऑस्पिशियस श्री हरि नाम। यन्नाम धे म्रियमान आतुर पतन स्खलन वा विवश घृणम भुमान, विमुक्त कर्मगल उत्तम गतिम प्राप्नोति यक्ष्यन्ति नातम कलो जनः। श्रीमद् भागवतम 12.3.44। इफ अ मैन चैंट्स एनी नेम ऑफ भगवान इन अ डिस्ट्रेसफुल कंडीशन एट द टाइम ऑफ डेथ और इन अ हेल्पलेस कंडीशन वाइल फॉलिंग और स्लिपिंग, ऑल बॉन्डेज रिजल्टिंग फ्रॉम हिज प्रीवियस एक्शन इज डिस्ट्रॉयड एंड ही अटेन्स द हाइएस्ट डेस्टिनेशन। बट अलास, द लिविंग एंटिटीज ऑफ कलि युग टर्न अवे from the worship of such a merciful Lord. Therefore, it can be concluded that the liberated souls who are knowers of past, present and future and who are free from such faults as illusion, bhram, error, pramad, cheating, vipralipsa and imperfection of senses, karna patava, have mentioned the processes of Sri Harinam Sankirtan as the only way for the conditioned souls of Kali Yuga to gain deliverance. Instructions to the Jivas by Lord Sri Krishna Chaitanya and his associates. Although Sri Harinam Sankirtan is extensively glorified throughout the scriptures, the unfortunate living entities of Kali Yuga are incapable of accepting this instruction and implementing it in their lives. Therefore, the most merciful Supreme Lord personally descended as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and instructed the living beings by performing Nam Sankirtan, which purifies the age of Kali. Time and again, the Supreme Lord established this through his instructions. नाम बिना कलि काले नहीं आर धर्म, सर्व मंत्र सार नाम एई शास्त्र मर्म। श्री चैतन्य चरितामृत आदि लीला 7.74। फॉर द लिविंग एंटिटीज ऑफ कलि युग देर इज नो अदर धर्म रिलीजियस ड्यूटी बट टू चैंट द होली नेम। ऑल स्क्रिप्चर्स प्रोक्लेम दैट द नेम ऑफ द लॉर्ड is the essence of all mantras. Sadhya sadhan tattva je kichu sakal, harinam sankirtane milive sakal. Shri Chaitanya Bhagavat Adi Khand 14.143. All truths regarding the goal of life, sadhya, and the means for attaining it, sadhan, are achieved by Shri Harinam Sankirtan. नाम संकीर्तन है सर्व अनर्थ नाश, सर्व शुभोदय कृष्ण प्रेमेर उल्लास संकीर्तन हयते पाप संसार नाशन चित्त शुद्धि सर्व भक्ति साधन उद्गम कृष्ण प्रेमोद्गम प्रेमामृत अस्वादन कृष्ण प्राप्ति सेवामृत समुद्र मज्जन श्री चैतन्य चेतामृत अंत लीला 20.11, 13 and 14 Performing Shri Krishna Sankirtan destroys all desires that impede spiritual purification, anarthas, and purifies the heart. It annihilates the sins accumulated from innumerable births, and it annihilates the material existence of repeated birth and death. It arouses all kinds of auspiciousness and sets in motion the varieties of sadhan that give rise to prema bhakti. Pure loving devotion. As a result of all this, Krishna Prem, unalloyed love for Krishna arises in the heart and one begins to taste the ambrosial nectar of Prema. One then attains Shri Krishna and is ultimately cooled and purified by becoming thoroughly immersed in the nectarian ocean of devotional service. Shriman Mahaprabhu not only went himself from door to door to personally propagate Krishna Nam, but he impelled his associates, Shri Nityananda Prabhu and Srila Haridas Thakur, his left and right hands, to do the same. Through his many dear associates, particularly Srila Haridas Thakur, Shriman Mahaprabhu established throughout this world the infinite glories of the holy name. The Supreme Lord knew that unless the living entities saw the glory or wonder of a thing with their own eyes, they would never have faith in it. For this reason, through Srila Haridas Thakur, he showed the people of this world the secondary effect of Sri Harinam. By chanting it, one can very easily overcome the most difficult and fearsome problems. And the primary outcome, one can become a recipient of the Lord's special mercy. The scriptures glorify Shri Krishna Sankirtan profusely, and Swayam Bhagwan Shri Krishna appeared as Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in order to distribute it. There is much to be learned from the life and character of Srila Haridas Thakur, who throughout his life, day and night at every moment, was immersed in Shri Krishna Sankirtan. By repeatedly studying these instructive accounts of his life, all living entities can receive pure Krishna Prem as practiced and preached by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and thus make their life most auspicious. First of all, I offer repeated obeisances at the lotus feet of my most worshipful Holy Master, Nityalila Pravesh Om Vishnupad Sri Bhakti Pragyan Keshav Gosai Maharaj, then to my Param Gurudev, Sri Srila Bhakti Siddhant Saraswati Thakur Prabhupada, the author of the commentaries on Sri Chaitanya Chaitamrita and Sri Chaitanya Bhagavat, named Anubhashya and Gaudiya Bhashya respectively. To my Paratpar Gurudev, Sachidanand Bhaktivinoda Thakur, the author of the commentary on Sri Chaitanya Chaitamrita named Amrit Prabha Bhashya. To Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, the author of Sri Chaitanya Chaitamrita. To the Vyas of Chaitanya Leela, Srila Vrindavandas Thakur, who authored Sri Chaitanya Bhagavat, and to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is decorated with the sentiment and complexion of Sri Radha. Praying for their causeless mercy and blessings, this insignificant and lowly person begins to compile the life history of Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur. All glories to the most auspicious life history of Srila Haridas Thakur, Swami B.V. Narayan.